So good morning, everyone. My name is Mark Foster, and I'm that poor person that has to live up to the hyperbolic introduction that Ginny gave earlier. And I'm actually here with my friend John, Dr. John, to do a brief introduction to a session we're doing with regard to bringing to life some of our best industry and client stories. But I thought it was also worth me, just as Ginny did, answering a question that was in your minds, potentially. And perhaps that the key question I thought I'd answer is, why did I come to IBM? Well, first of all, Ginny is very, very persuasive. Very, very persuasive. But in fact, I came here after, as you know, a 27-year career at Accenture, which culminated in me leading the global management consulting practice at Accenture. And the thing that drew me here was very much the story that we heard this morning, a story of perhaps a unique moment in time for our clients and industries, and IBM uniquely positioned to take advantage of that opportunity. Everywhere we go, every client I speak to, every industry you look at, every government you meet is facing tremendous disruptive forces from regulation, next stage globalization, and of course the unbelievably disruptive effects of technology. When you think about what you need to respond to that, you need three things. You need actually a tremendously strong business change capability, the ability to help organizations think through their business change and then go on the journey of implementing that change. You need to have some of the core new types of solutions, the cognitive solutions that are going to be at the heart of solving those client issues, and you need an industrial strength set of cloud platforms to build that all upon. There's only one organization in the world that has those three things, and it's IBM, and that's why I came here. Who wouldn't want to be on that particular bus? A really exciting time, and I'm really looking forward to my time here. I'm now 6 months into the role and thoroughly enjoying it. And at the heart, again, of that differentiation, it was touched on many times this morning, aside from being a cloud platform, cognitive solutions organization, is around industry. And I want to spend a few moments saying, what do we mean by industry here at IBM? Firstly, I mean, we recognize that industry is at the heart of our ability to actually understand what's happening in that world that I've just described, all those industry changes that are taking place around the patch. It's also the fact that we have a legacy that comes from our trusted incumbency at the heart of critical industries, whether it's the banking industry, the insurance industry, airlines, retail. It's the fact that we understand deeply those industries and understand what it means for those industries to succeed. And through our insight into industries, we also have a very strong sense of the power of where the value is created, of where the key workflows are going to really drive differentiation for players in industry, whether that's merchandising in the retail space, whether it's predictive analytics if you're an industrial player, if it's fraud and risk management in financial services. And it's our insights into those particular domain areas and the fact that we can build and train Watson and train our cognitive tools and again have data that underpins those critical domains that's also very much at the heart of where industry sits in our business model. And of course, as you can see from the pictures that have been shared so far, and we're going to hear more, we've been bringing that to life through our industry-focused businesses around Watson Health, around Watson IoT, and around the financial services platform that Bridget's going to describe in a moment. And that ability for us to therefore not just know about industry, but instantiate it in the complete stack of capabilities is a really, really important differentiator. And at the end of the day, my team, my GBS team, is also a very important part of wrapping industry insight around everything that we do, and not just being able to understand what it means for a particular industry, but also the blurring of lines as industries shift across, and as clients need to understand what's happening in other industries. So for example, it's our ability to bring our retail and our financial services skills to help GM think about how they become more than an automotive company, but a mobility organization. I was hearing last week in Japan how we brought our healthcare skills to bear to help Japan Post think about how they're helping the aging population and transforming their role in Japanese society. So it's that industry insight, but ability to think about how it's really driving value for our clients that's the heart of our differentiation. And it allows us to be a uniquely industrial partner with our clients as they go on the journeys they're going on. So with that, John, I'm going to hand over to you, and you're going to introduce some of the client examples that bring to life what I've been talking about.
Great. So Mark, it turns out the same two reasons why you came to IBM are the same two reasons I stayed with IBM.
Good.
One is Ginny's very convincing. And secondly, there's no place else in the world where you can have this kind of impact across the whole capability, all the way from our core systems and technology that you'll hear a lot from Arvind and Tom on this afternoon, through the industry insights and consulting services. When we go with Watson into a client, Mark's people help direct us where are the pressure points, where are the pain points in the industry. And we don't just go and invite, our industry experts and consultants are with us on that client call to help with the sale, to help figure out how to put it in the business process. And I feel great then when we win and we move on, because now Mark's people go on to implement that and have the capability behind us. So this is just a tremendous, tremendous partnership. And then on impact, as we've looked across industries, there's some big ones here. There's some big ones. And two that we'll be talking about today are healthcare and financial services. Several clients' names are up here that you'll recognize. You're going to hear from these clients today from their perspective. And I would urge you, as you think about it, think about what they're telling you, how they have looked at a process within their company that they need to prove and change. This morning we heard from H&R Block and others. They need to change processes. They need to move to the future. They're making an architectural decision. And that architectural decision is on all the things that David described this morning, right? They need to be in a safe, secure, controlled environment for their sensitive data. They need world-class AI and cognitive. That's what we're bringing these clients, and that's why they've come to us. So let's move on then to the clients. So the first one, which again is one of the industries that I think we can have tremendous impact on, if not completely change and revolutionize to reduce costs and improve outcomes, is healthcare. And I'd now like to introduce Deborah DeSanzo. Deborah is our general manager of Watson Health, tremendous partner. I won't say how many decades of experience. Come on up, Deborah. Decades of experience in the healthcare industry.
She always does that.
But she started very early. Deborah.
Thank you. All right. We have a clicker. Thank you. All right.